The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
How nice was it to get some sunshine over the weekend? Well, I hope you didn't get too attached to the fine weather because the forecast for the Savo ain't looking good. Joining me now is duty forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology, Bob Tarr. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
And so the BOM has issued a severe weather warning for this afternoon. What can we expect?
So there's going to be a strong cold front moving into the southwest corner of the state later today. Across the metro area, we are going to see rain increasing from about midday, and especially around the metro from most likely late afternoon into the early part of the evening. There's going to be a period of probably some pretty intense rainfall, not necessarily as heavy as we saw on that one Friday, which was a very rare event, but it could be somewhat similar to that, and there probably will be some issues with flash flooding along that leading edge of the front, and also there is some risk of damaging winds along that leading edge, potentially a slight chance of destructive winds, which would be in excess of 125 kilometers an hour, although those are probably a little bit more likely down across the southwest corner from south of a line from about Bunbury to Bremer Bay. Then once that passes through, there might be a little bit of a lull, but then the cold pool behind the cold front will come in starting across the southwest capes this evening and then extending throughout the southwest land division later on. And we will see some strong winds again within that and the risk of damaging winds throughout much of the southwest land division.
And now the forecast suggests that those damaging winds could be coming in from around 5 o'clock this afternoon. That's about peak hour when people are heading home along the freeway. Would you reckon it might be a good idea for people to get out of work a bit earlier if they could?
So that's also probably when about the heaviest rainfall is going to be coming through, especially some areas south of the city. Southern suburbs might be starting around 3 or 4 o'clock, and then around the city would be probably from about 5 to 7 o'clock. So, with a quite intense rainfall, it could lead to some issues on the roadway. So, if you have an opportunity to leave early, today's probably a good day to do it.
And then how long will this weather hang around for?
So during the overnight period, we'll still see that risk of severe weather and continuing probably into tomorrow morning. Then the conditions should be easing off, still remaining a bit showery into tomorrow afternoon, but conditions should be easing off by about midday tomorrow.
A duty forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology, Bob Tarr, thanks for being on the West Live this morning.
Sure, no worries.